Hello and welcome to Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is a chiropractor, energetic healing practitioner, noted public speaker, teacher, and published author. This session will be an exploration in finding true balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. Dr. Eileen will be discussing holistic wellness through indigenous traditions from across the globe and across generations. We then invite you to call in and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Okay, welcome to everyone. And if we had a little bit of blank time there, it was a little bit of a technical glitch. So welcome to everyone, and welcome to Healing House Radio. I'm Dr. Eileen, and I would like to send out a special welcome to Teja Vu, Teresa, who is in our chat room. Beautiful day to you. Looking forward to a fabulous show. Well, thank you, and so am I, and I'm curious about what I'm going to say. So let's get on to it. What we're going to be talking about today is, with this brand new year and all the excitement and all the possibility in it, how do we make the most of really attaining those goals? And we're talking about more than just a New Year's resolution. We're talking about the idea of being in that space of just really being able to take on what it is that we would like to step up into. And what are the things that we really want to manifest for, you know, ourselves for the year and for our loved ones? A lot of folks talk about positive affirmations. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about, you know, different ways to be able to use those and different things that we can actively and actually step up into, and ways that we can put into practice things like meditations and how we get our goals into play. So let's talk about just general goals that most people might have. They're either, you know, often they're either related to their physical self, improving health, or they are looking at possibly personal abundance and bringing in something, you know, into your life, a new home, a new job, new opportunities. Or even sometimes it's just the idea of being able to have the abundance to choose what you want to do. Maybe you're considering a job change. Maybe you're considering being able to leave a standard job and move into something that's in alignment with your spirituality. So let's take a look at how those things can be achieved. Looking at the idea of our physical wellness, it is always best to take small steps rather than huge ones, because even though it may take longer to reach a goal, if you take it in small, manageable steps that you can actually make a part of your life, then you're less likely to be either intimidated or overwhelmed by the whole process. So one of the number one things, most people want to get more exercise. They want to be able to, you know, tone their bodies and improve their bodies. And the first thing I would suggest is, you know, really get a clear idea on what it is that you want to be able to achieve. Then move forward into the best way to do that. And the best way to do that is get advice either from your wellness practitioner or just from someone who you know who's done it. And the idea of having big sudden weight loss or big sudden weight gain or huge changes over a short amount of time are not going to be that significant. It's the whole process that you look at. It's everything about it. The first step is really figuring out what is it that you want to achieve, why you want to achieve it, and then moving from there to that place of, okay, how do I manage this? A long time ago, someone once told me that if you always phrase the things that you want to achieve not as that, you know, I don't know how I can do this, or I would like to do this, but I can't, try thinking of it that, you know what, I'm going to do it, and it just is a matter of how. And getting information, deciding, you know, what your dietary patterns are. What is it that you want to achieve and how you can achieve it by either reducing portion size, increasing the number of times you eat with smaller portions. That's one of the best ways, really, to manage that weight because your body is never feeling hungry. When you create a starvation situation, your body basically decides, well, this person has not got the good sense to eat so that anything that comes in I'm going to hold on to. So being able to create a balance with that. And, you know, looking at your relationship with food, you know, it's a comfort sometimes. It's a, you know, something that we go to. Maybe we have our great memories. I mean, some of my favorite memories as a child revolve around food. And it's difficult for me to be able to get away from that because, you know, it became just even more so than a comfort. It became a symbol of my mom. It became a symbol of my dad when he would cook and all those great memories. And I even remember the smells that went with them. And that makes me feel better, so I would seek that. So this is something that I personally, you know, really work with that piece of self-image and self-acceptance versus what I would like to see for myself. You know, it's almost a paradox where we are supposed to completely accept ourselves 100% unconditionally and at the same time to want to change something about ourselves. And for a while, I had a hard time with that. I don't know if anybody else has ever had a hard time with that, but I did. It's like, well, if I'm supposed to love myself unconditionally, how is it that I can, you know, tell myself that, yes, we should make these changes and that these changes are good for me? And I really think, and this is just my opinion, I really think that the idea is that, yes, at the same time, you know, in that moment, we are perfect, we are wonderful, and we should totally love ourselves and to accept that we are a constantly devolving being on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. We are always in a state of change, in a state of growth. And as we evolve into a different physical form, it allows us to be able to appreciate where we are and to appreciate, you know, what we become and just come at ourselves from that point of non-judgment. And judgment is such a huge, huge issue in every aspect of our lives or in many aspects of our lives where we have that place, you know, in our minds that, well, the efforts aren't good enough, or the results are not significant enough, or what we have that, you know, we're holding against ourselves, that inner critic. And keep in mind, there is a good purpose for that inner critic. This is not something that you should try to get rid of. This is a piece that keeps us, when applied properly, it allows us to keep perspective of ourselves. It allows us to always reevaluate and question, okay, where's my come from on this? Am I really holding this in this right way? Am I coming from ego? Am I being selfish? Am I, you know, all of those things that keep us grounded. The inner critic is actually a wonderful tool when used correctly. And then it's not as much the inner critic, but the inner motivator, the inner evaluator, that best friend that we always know will tell us the truth no matter what. And, you know, that will be there, will love us, but will say, you know what, you really want to think about, you know, how you're holding that. Because we all need that best friend who will tell us the truth, who will be honest with us. It's when that voice, that intuition starts going into judgment and making it not about what we choose, but who we are as a person. That's when it is not productive. That's when it becomes really very destructive within ourselves. So how do we get goals, get our inner critic to be able to get on board with us, to help us move forward, and be able to find something realistically that we would like to do? So let's look at the idea of making the healthy habits, whether it's mind, body, or spirit, when we get stuck in that place of, you know, criticism about where we are in life as opposed to where we want to be, that is, it's the gap between those two where stress is created and where judgment is created. I often hear, you know, folks, this year I will be turning 50, which I'm very, very excited about. And I often hear from, you know, people my age and, you know, and occasionally people a little bit older that they're not where they believe they would be when they were in their teens or their 20s. And that goes into a really, really hard place for them. And, you know, when I think about it, am I exactly where I thought that I would be? And I have to honestly say no. And I'm in a place that I could not have even imagined. And that's a big piece that, you know, when we think about the things we want to achieve and where we want to be, you know, it may be that you can achieve something that you didn't even conceive possible for yourself. When I was in my teens and my 20s, I was very happy to be a wife and mother and just kind of follow along in those. And while at that time in my life, that was exactly what I wanted, and that's exactly what, you know, what I manifested for myself, you know, just that type of life. But at that time, I could have never dreamed that I would be a doctor. I would have never dreamed that I could be following a spiritual path, that I could be a healer and counselor and a teacher and all those things that I didn't even conceive possible for myself. So be sure not to limit yourself when you think about, okay, here's the things that I would like to achieve. And when we talk about abundance, most people say it's like, well, I want to make more money or I want to have more money, which is important. And the other piece to that is you don't really want the money. You want something that the money will allow you to manifest in your life or allow you to attain. So instead of saying, you know, I want, you know, $150,000, it would be what you want it for. I want to be able to take an amazing trip somewhere, and or I want to be able to afford my own home. And, you know, for those who are in like that, you know, either homeless, underemployed, unemployed, you know, it's a very important thing. And it may be, you know, I want to be able to know that I can find my next meal. I want to be able to know that I can have a roof over my head or be out of the cold tonight. It is really significant to consider that, you know, the actual funds, the money, you know, some people refer to it as green energy, that is not what is needed as much as what it will get you. So, you know, think about that when you're setting up what it is that you want to achieve. What is it that will give you peace of mind? And yes, you know, abundance, financial abundance provides a lot of peace of mind. And there's a light and shadow side to that. You know, we all know of folks who kind of get wrapped up in it and that becomes the of all and be all of their existence. And there's an old saying that no one ever put on their headstone, I wish I had spent more days at work. It is important that, you know, we find balance in our lives, balance within ourselves and balance in the way that, you know, we move through this world. You know, walking as gently as possible, you know, with ourselves, with the planet, and with each other. So as we look at the idea that bringing balance into your life, you know, it's, yes, we would all love to win the 200 and some odd million dollar lottery and it would be amazing. And, you know, I mean, hey, and I wish that for all of you. And maybe you don't need quite that much in order to meet your goals. It is really important, no matter what sense of spirituality, you know, resonates with you, whether it's a formal religion, whether it's merely a way of thought. Maybe it's just, you know, more of a philosophy. It could be anything. But however you put it out into the universe, saying, you know what, universe, I would like this manifested in my life, always leave that opportunity open that there could be something tremendously cool that you hadn't even thought about. I mean, it's the idea that when we receive from the universe, when we have things come into our lives, you know, there's good and bad. It's sort of like having, you know, a FedEx or a UPS guy show up at your house, and they got all these packages, and some of these packages just look like, oh my gosh, you know, one's marked big screen TV and all this other stuff. And then there's other packages in the shipment, and they smell like, you know, a skunk was beaten to death with a three-day-old carp. And it's like, whoa, I don't want that. And the delivery guy says, well, I'm sorry, you know, this is all one shipment. And by saying that, what I mean is that we can't sort out, you know, what we get, because it may be the skunky-smelling package that holds the greatest gift. It may be those tough things in our lives that move us forward. It's the challenges that allow us to grow. I mean, it would be really great if we could all become amazingly wise and enlightened off, you know, just all, only pleasant things. The reality is that it's when we challenge ourselves, when we step to that boundary and, you know, go into that place that it may be kind of scary, that we're able to move forward, we're able to grow as people, as human beings, as, you know, as spiritual beings, if you hold it that way. So as you look at the things that you want to achieve and what will, you know, allow you to feel balanced, you know, it's not always the things that we are happy about that come into that space. It's always, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes it's something tremendously hard, but we grow from it. And, you know, we move forward with it. I had an opportunity to spend some time, you know, on a beach. And, you know, I spend the last Saturday of the year just enjoying the, you know, the quiet and doing my meditation. And I watch the sunrise and everything. And I ended up spending about 2.5 hours speaking to a homeless man. And his name is Andy. And I just really spent time with him and listened to him and, you know, just felt for him. And prior to meeting him, I was walking along and I saw a pigeon that had been struck. Either it bumped a car or something, and it was just kind of flopping back and forth. So I picked it up and was carrying it along, and it was content to just sit in my arms, and it seemed okay. It's just one of its wings wasn't moving. And so I just kind of walked along, and this homeless guy who saw me with it, he came up to me and addressed me and commented that I had been, you know, very kind with the pigeon. And that started our conversation. And in that time, you know, we spoke about a lot of different things, and mostly I just listened, and I was there for him and held that space for him. And when we finished our conversation, he said that that was the longest human contact that he had had in over 2 years, and that there was nothing so hard as not being a part of your society and not being a part of your community and really having no community. And so I left the bird with him, and he said that, you know, he wasn't trying to take care of it. And I told him that, you know, it was too long since he felt needed, and that that little one needed him. And I left the two of them together, and, you know, he had tears in his eyes just because he was needed. And it was just as simple as that. We all want to feel needed. We all want to feel like we have a connection. And sometimes when, you know, we start getting into the idea of our goals and things like that, you know, we really kind of turn inward. And I really encourage everyone to make at least one goal, to do something externally, to create something out into the world, even if it's nothing more than making eye contact with a homeless person and saying hello. I mean, you don't have to, because through that whole time, Andy never asked me for any money, and I never gave him any. That's not why we were in that moment together. And, I mean, if I had something on me at the time, I just had my jacket, and, I didn't have my purse with me. So all I had to give was my time, but that can mean a lot. Make a point of giving that time and putting that time out into the universe, because it really brings a lot. It gives you a lot. And sometimes it humbles. And it can be just something as simple as a smile or an acknowledgement that allows someone else to have that human contact. We feel better about ourselves. We are creatures of community. There's a reason why many cultures, one of their greatest punishments for someone within their culture is to shun them, to not acknowledge them. And being in that place of having our, simply being acknowledged as a being, as someone here, someone worthy of acknowledgement, that is so huge. And sometimes, we don't feel that. Sometimes we don't feel that we are thanked often enough. Sometimes we don't feel that our efforts are noticed. There's a really sweet lady who, my office is located at a church, for those of you in the Bay Area. I'm at the Center for Creative Living off of Gish, and, it's on Cole Circle. And it's interesting because they hold church services here, and there's a lady who just very quietly at the end of the church service, she always cleans up and just does things around, and, it's almost like she's just kind of outside of the experience, and people walk past her and smile and talk, and she's just quietly cleaning, and that's her piece of service that she gives, which is so sweet and so wonderful. And there's a phrase called seva, and seva in in the Hindu traditions means giving without expectation of reward. It means just giving because that's what you want to do. And a big part of us finding balance with ourselves is just going into that place of service. It's important for us to nourish ourselves and take care of ourselves, like the airplane instructions say, you put on your mask and then you help another. And it is important to have that place where we move into that space of working with others. And it really is so important because of the fact that when we're in service to others, that negative mind chatter is so much less. When we're participating in something communal. I mean, if you want to go and get into shape, meet with some friends. Find a friend of yours who is, maybe having a hard time, and say, let's go for a walk each evening. Or, let's choose a morning and go for a walk. I have a friend who, she's an elder who I walk with each morning. And, we watch the sunrise together. And that is so nice and it's very peaceful. And being able to go outside of yourself. And, it saves her from walking by herself. And I can kind of be in that space with her, and she can be in that space with me. Because when we give, we also receive. And setting our goals around things that move us forward, that create balance, not just for ourselves, but for others. Taking that time with each and every, person that you encounter, even if it's just that you silently put out, a prayer for them. I hope you're okay. Or, I don't know you, but I love you. Or just, thank you for what it is that you give. All the things that we want to achieve usually involve our relationships with someone else. It wanting to take care of our family, wanting to take care of our friends, wanting to have a closer relationship. There's a lot of people out there who, you know, aren't in relationships, who feel sort of disconnected. And yes, if your goal is to meet that special, amazing, wonderful person in your life who can, you know, be a soulmate and a best friend and all those wonderful things, it starts with being able to connect. It starts with knowing what it is that you want to achieve inside of yourself and how you want to be, you know, with the world, because that's what you project out. You know, if you're a person who is very negative, that doesn't mean you can't find companionship. You just have to find someone equally negative to you. And the two of you can be very happy in that space. And, you know, whatever works, fine. It's being able to go out and connect. And it's being able to, you know, find things that you can do that bring you happiness. And then that way you connect with other people who also find happiness in that way. You know, let go of the negative chatter and all the listings of the reasons that you cannot do something. Or even if it's just your own fears that are coming into play. And you know, if you can let go of that stuff, if you can say, you know what, just for today, this is my goal. My entire goal is just for today, I'm going to walk a block, or I'm going to not have an extra serving, or, you know, whatever it is, that I'm going to choose to be kind, that I'm not going to say the first thing that comes to my mind, that when somebody tells me a problem, I'm just going to listen to it, and I'm not going to offer advice unless they ask, and I'm just going to be with them in that moment. We all have ways that we can move ourselves through as beings, as people, as family members, as friends, that allow us to give and receive absolutely equally. And I encourage each of you to take a look at what you want to do with that and what your goals are, and always be ready to change your goals. You know, it really is a very fluid process as we move through this life and gain our experiences and our wisdom. So thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about myself or any of the work I do, you can connect with me through a few different sources. One would be www.the-healing-house.com. You can also find out information about the new book that I'm publishing that, with any luck, by the end of today, it will be available out there, called Frequencies. And you can find out more about that through frequenciesthebook.com. You can also find out about the different types of works that I do and the different things that I'm involved in through the meetup group, meetup.com, and search Divine Events. And you'll see a lot of the classes I teach. I teach a class on Druidic tradition, which is it's based in earth magic and finding balance in nature and working with nature. And that is something that I'm really excited and passionate about. And for those of you in the Bay Area, we can connect up, and you can reach me at 408-372-2840. So if you have anything you'd like to ask about, or if you would like me to come and speak for at a group, give me a call and let me know, or send me out an email. Well, I want to thank you all for joining me today, and it has just been really fun, and I look forward to a new year, and I wish absolute blessings and balance to each and every one of you as you move through whatever it is you choose to move through. And I want to thank my producer, Kina, who, as always, does a great job of manning the chat room. Deja Vu, thanks for joining us. And I want to wish you all the greatest day. Take care. Bye-bye.